I'm Dime Roberts, stage and studio. We're listening to music from Pink Martini. You can hear them at pinkmartini.com. Shakespeare wrote of the seven ages of man, from infant to old age. It's from As You Like It, and it's one of the most quoted passages depicting seven different roles throughout the life of a man. But are there seven ages for women in theater? Roles can be limiting for actresses, and today we talk with two respected actors, Joanne Johnson and Jane Bemmett Giesman, and they are appearing in Carol Churchill's Escaped Alone at Shaking the Tree Theater, directed by Samantha Vandermeerva. We'll hear about the show and also talk about what it's like to be an actress of a certain age these days. So stay tuned. This is Stage and Studio. I'm Dime Roberts. I'm so happy to have this show today. With me live in the KBOO studio are Jane Bemmett Giesman.
Hello.
Welcome. This is, I think, your first time with me, isn't it?
It is.
Here in the show? Yeah. I can't believe it.
I know.
You know. It's been, like, we've both been around for a while. And Joanne Johnson, welcome back.
Thank you. It's wonderful to see you.
It's great to see you, too. So welcome both to stage and studio. You're both performing in Carol Churchill's play Escaped Alone, and it runs through June 1st at Shaking the Tree Theater. And the show's been getting such rave reviews, so congratulations on that. It's not just for its depiction of four women chatting together in the face of an impending apocalypse, and we'll talk more about that, but also because it's just a great chance to see you both perform with two other veteran actresses, Jacqueline Maddox and Lorraine Barr, in this one-hour production. How would you describe, who wants to take that on? Joanne, how would you describe Escaped Alone?
The play is typical Carol Churchill. It's incredibly beautifully written. It's almost as if you picked up the script and started at the first line and read to the end, it would seem like an amazing piece of poetry. Yet at the same time, she manages to create very, very specific characters. In this case, four women who in the script are called for to be at least 70 years old. And a script that deals with a wide range of human behaviors, from long-lasting precious childhood friendships to the competition among women, their competitiveness, the way we have of sharing and being so open yet keeping very, very private certain parts of ourselves. And then around it all is a very kind of a dystopian view of what may be happening or has happened or will happen in our universe because of many, you know, political, economic, environmental issues. So it's a very complicated and fascinating, wonderful play.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. And for our listeners, we're also doing Facebook Live right now. So if you want to not only listen to us live, but you can also see us live in the KBOO studio, just go to the KBOO webpage. So Jane, do you agree with everything that
I do.
Joanne has
said? Better.
I know, or there'll be a price to pay
there'll
in the dressing room.
You know, is it giving away too much as far as the spoilers about the impending apocalypse or the...
Well, it might
is
be.
Is it? Okay.
It
but there's something be. Like something that's about to
there's
happen.
There's various scenarios presented throughout the hour by one of the characters about...
something that's going to... Well, it just also reminds me of Carol Churchill's Far and Away, in that there was that theme, too, that something... So far and away that was bad was happening, and yet we still continue.
Yes.
You know, we still continue. So how rare is it to have a play where you just described, Joanne, that there's four septuagenarians cast in a show together that are women,
Rare, indeed. I don't know of another play personally. You might, Joanne.
Maybe there's that play called Waiting for the Parade or something like that that I've heard of. I've never read or seen.
Yeah, that's an all-female play. Yeah. I can't think of very many, if any.
It's certainly the first one in my experience.
Maybe like Gin Game or something? I don't
know.
Well,
and that's
a man and a woman.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
so I don't know that play.
Yeah. So this is written by a woman, and she's in her 70s when she's written this play.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And... we're women, and we're in our 70s. Well, I'm not quite there in a month. And And we have a female director and a female stage manager, so focusing not only on the age aspect, but the gender aspect.
Right, right. And that's rare to have that, too.
Yes, it is.
Although, I have to say, this spring has had more female productions that
definitely
have been featuring on this show, which is great.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, we definitely want to see that be not just an unusual thing, but just, like, it's normal, mm-hmm. you know, to be able to have this. What was it like, since you've mentioned, Jane, the cast and Samantha, what was it like, the whole process and working in this all-female, mostly female production?
Yeah, I will tell you that it was one of the most loving and supportive and fun processes. And I'm not just saying that because Joanne's looking at me across the table.
I'm
here
looking at you with a smile.
Yes, she is smiling.
Is. Those eyes.
And you can see that on Facebook Live.
So it was very fun, very collaborative. Samantha guided us, but boy, we four actors had a lot of input as we negotiated the language and tried to understand and make decisions about what the heck we're talking about and what this play is about. Carol gives you wonderful language, and she also gives you a lot of questions to answer and problems to solve in the process, which we did. And it was just a really neat process, I have to say. And I'm still enjoying it mm-hmm. to this moment.
It has been a great pleasure. And Samantha is wonderful. Of directors that with whom I've worked, she's one of the most generous in terms of allowing actors to find their own way together. But she always has a very clear and passionately held vision for what's right when she sees it. Mm-hmm. It's been really interesting. Oh. And of course, unique for the four of us to work together, which is another issue in so many plays. There may be an older woman character, but there's
usually
one, mm-hmm. or maybe she has a somewhat wacky friend next door. But to have four women, all of us have been around Portland for a while and done a lot of work, and none of us have ever had the opportunity to work together before.
Yeah,
so that's a
great
wonderful thing, too.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
None of you have had a chance to work together.
No, we've seen each other, known each other, and then
and I'm
we
sure supported
together
each other.
Oh, yeah.
And going
loved
to each
other's work.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And I'm sure auditioned to get, you know, with each other.
Yeah,
quite often,
uh-huh.
right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And what a chance to be able to actually work together.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Wow.
It really is.
That's pretty rare. I mean, and it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be.
No.
I think that a lot of, I don't want to make too many generalities, but it's not unheard of for a lot of older men to, you know, have a lot of plays that they have, you know, like David Mamet plays, say, mm-hmm. you know, where they have worked together through the years.
Yeah,
you know,
The Odd Couple, or even
right.
in Shakespeare.
Yeah, oh, especially that, right?
You know, you could do Coriolanus, and you have Volumnia, and everybody
yeah.
else is.
And a lot of men have worked together
yeah,
quite.
Right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and that's it's an interesting point. Something to ponder on. You're listening to Stage and Studio. I'm Dee Mae Roberts with my guests Joanne Johnson and Jane Bemmett Geisman, and they're featured with Jacqueline Maddox and Lorraine Barr in Escaped Alone by Carol Churchill, and it's directed by the artistic director of Shaking the Tree Theater, Samantha Vandermeerva. Performances run through June 1st, Thursday through Sundays at 7:30 p.m. at Shaking the Tree Theater, and I have all that info at stageandstudio.org or kbu.fm/stageandstudio. I'm curious about your characters. Jane, how would you describe your character?
Well, let's see. She's a retired professional. Can I tell what?
I think so.
Is it too spoilery?
No, it's not.
All right, okay.
She's a doctor, a retired doctor. Excuse me. And she's a bit more posh than the other characters. Maybe she's made more money.
Are they all British, since you said
yes,
posh?
Yes,
that's what
they
I was
are.
Wondering.
Thank
yeah.
you. Yes,
yeah.
Carol Churchill is a British playwright, and this takes place in my character's garden.
So it's outside of London, right?
Uh-huh,
okay.
Uh-huh. And so I would say my character, Sally, is just, she's kind of a know-it-all. I think she's a loving character, but she likes to be right, and she's conscious of her appearance. It's important to her to look good. I don't know. And she's got some issues. Each one of us has issues
well,
that
who
are
has
revealed.
Issues?
Who
that doesn't?
That I won't do.
Exactly.
So, Joanne, how would you describe your character?
My character, I guess the easiest to say relative to the others is I believe less well-educated formally, but has a passion to learn things.
What's her name?
Her name is Vi.
Okay.
She was a hairdresser, so as opposed to the professional woman, Sally, whom Jane plays. She has a passion for almost everything she does. She loves jokes, tells them, they're usually bad jokes, and she tells them badly. She's always all in and has...
I got to hear a bad joke.
Inappropriate.
Do you have a bad joke you can give us that Vi would say?
No.
Oh,
I don't want to give anything
it's really
away.
Bad. Okay, all right, never mind.
They're really lame.
All right.
She has a little difficulty with interpersonal boundaries, when to say okay. too much and the wrong thing at the wrong time.
Interesting. So there's already conflict between you two, I can
yes.
tell.
Yes, she's too posh for
do
me.
Do you have a favorite line for Sally?
Oh, that's a good question.
And do you
question.
Have a favorite line for Vi?
Mm-hmm. I love so many of the lines. The language is so fun to say.
Or favorite moment.
Well, I actually enjoy performing the monologue wherein you find out about Sally's
okay.
issue.
All right.
It was a challenging monologue to learn. It's quite long. I'm older, so I have to put more time into memorization work and learning monologues.
It does take a lot more,
yeah.
doesn't it?
No
the
question.
The memory thing mm-hmm. is not like in your 20s where, you know, it no. seemed like you could just pick up things, or even 30s where you can really pick
or
up things really well.
40s.
Or even
40s. Or
50s. Do you remember those?
We were young. And
young
yeah,
and free.
It just takes a lot more work. It takes a lot more work.
On a
yeah.
really good day, yeah. we could pass for a somewhat older leading lady.
That's
but
right.
They don't buy that anymore.
No.
Oh, no.
So I enjoy...
Depends
I enjoy,
on the stage, right? Like
yeah.
how far away the stage is.
Oh, exactly.
You know,
the stages. And the lighting.
And if I have a wig.
So I enjoy performing this monologue that was kind of a bear for me to learn
right,
and get
right.
my brain around.
Okay, okay.
Is actually, I thoroughly love how she structured it and the
and
words I get to say.
And it sounds like you're proud mm-hmm. that you...
Well, I am proud that I,
yeah.
I learned
yeah,
the lines.
That.
Yeah.
You handled that well.
Exactly.
Do you have a favorite moment, Joanne?
I love
Vi?
Telling the bad jokes.
Oh, see, that's why I wanted to hear bad jokes.
You have to come
to
see
the
play.
Show. Come to the show.
I would like to say one other thing, though, about the way the dialogue is written. There's almost no punctuation in it. And the director, or the writer, Churchill, also says this could be one conversation or many
also,
over
there's
a
lot
series
of
days.
There.
Huge
yeah.
amount of leeway. Yeah. We end up speaking individually in sentence fragments for the most mm-hmm. part. So finding the connections and why the conversations go as they do and how we interact verbally and physically has to be highly collaborative, which is one of the thrills of working on such a piece, I mm-hmm. think.
Well, you know, earlier you mentioned you know, that you hadn't got to work with Lorraine and Jackie or Jacqueline before. Have you noticed, is there a difference? Because you've also said that you're often probably the only older woman mm-hmm. in a show. Is there a difference, and I would suspect there is, when you're working with women within your own generation?
Yes.
And mm-hmm. how rare is that?
It never happened to me before.
Yeah.
It's, well, I've had other women, like with Vanna, and I've mm-hmm. done
yeah,
shows
right,
together.
Right.
But a collective of women, this particular one, I'll just say, we have so much fun together, and there's a generosity and an openness and an absolute willingness to just dive in and do whatever's needed. Mm-hmm. No ego trips, no fussing around, no overt competitiveness other than that's
yeah,
seems
that's in
to
the
call
script.
For in
yeah.
the script.
Uh-huh.
It's been absolutely wonderful.
I would also think that, you know, that being able to be in the same generation as the rest of your cast, you know, is there something that directors of a younger generation could understand better when working with multi-generation actors, you know? Because sometimes, you know, mm-hmm. especially if they're not within, like, especially if they're very young director,
very young,
let's say,
uh-huh.
mm-hmm. you know, and working with an older actor. Is there something kind of advice that you'd give, you know, or is an awareness that needs to happen?
Well,
you know?
Because earlier we were talking about line memorization, and
yes,
it's just
yeah.
frankly more challenging as we get older.
Sure.
I think it's my job as an actor to start earlier, put more time into the memorization process. That's on me, absolutely. And it's just really great if the director has patience while I'm wrapping my brain around all those words. Actually, I've worked with many younger directors, and I've never had a problem with them getting impatient with me. But patience for any actor learning lines
needs to happen.
Yes, absolutely needs to happen.
What about physical
and being aware of physical challenges of the older actor, and the older actor, it's on her to speak up and say, you know, I know you want this moment, but I have a bad back or
but
a bad
knee.
But
isn't that hard to do?
It can be hard. It's less hard for me as I get older because I want to take care of myself. An injured actor is not going to do the production any good, so I need to be forthright and work with the director to find an alternative way to do this bit if my body isn't quite up to doing it.
Another thing that was helpful, I think, for us is that the rehearsal period is long, 5 weeks of rehearsal, which is almost unheard of. So
that helped.
That helps. Helps enormously. And for theaters to be willing to go the extra step to make extra help available to older actors, I think would be very important to help people, you know, have someone to run lines with you or, you know.
Yes.
And we incorporated a lot of physical movement and some singing and so on into the rehearsal process to help us, you know, energetically. And that helped us to learn to move and think and enjoy each other's company and to be physically comfortable with each other. It was a very sensitive process Samantha led us through.
Well, you're listening to Stage and Studio. I'm Dee Mae Roberts, and I'm talking with Joanne Johnson and Jane Bement-Giesman. And we're talking about Escaped Alone by Carol Churchill at Shaking the Tree Theater, and that show runs through June 1st, and I'll give more info. And you can just look on the website, too, at kbu.fm/stageandstudio or stageandstudio.org. I've just enjoyed both of your work. You know, the Udmurts, Jane, you were just luminous in that show.
Thank you.
And Joanne, I have to say, I followed your career since Oregon Shakespeare Festival.
Oh,
you know,
that's a long time.
That's a long time. I'm telling you, I go back a ways. And so, you know, the first role, I don't know, you know, how to say this, but you were a very sexy insect in Kafka's The Metamorphosis. And that's the first show. You were in that, wasn't it? Was it?
No.
Or was it, you played a cockroach.
It was a play called Hunting Cockroaches.
See, I couldn't even remember that. I thought it was Kafka. Okay.
Now the name
But
of
all
the...
I remember is you, you know?
Yeah, I was a cockroach. I was yellow and in a sick green costume.
But you were very sexy in that.
Thank
you. I just wanted to point that out. But I've seen you in many things, of course, through the years. Artist rep in many theaters. But, you know, my question is, what has been your favorite roles, you know, would you say, if you were to just give a couple?
I would say...
besides this one.
My favorite roles, I can generically say, have been strong women who are not very nice. That was sort of my strong suit through
You had that role, I think, in an artist rep show, too, that you were also, again, sexy in that one, too. But it was...
maybe I'm just...
With John Kretz, I can't remember. Maybe you're like a negligee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Indiscretions is an example of
See,
that.
See, all I remember is you and from some of these shows.
Or a humble boy, that character was like that. Even Mothers and Sons, which I did fairly recently at Artist Rep, that was a strong woman with big issues. So.
Big issues.
Yeah.
Jane, what are some of your
It's funny, Joanne,
roles?
I agree with you. The ones I've enjoyed the most have been strong and not very nice.
That's interesting.
I would say Nurse Ratchet in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Well, the Udmurts,
I
liked her.
Yes.
She was strong and had a sweet side, but also were questionable.
But that's complexity, isn't
it's
it?
Yes, it is complexity. And Arkadina in The Seagull, I enjoyed playing her, self-involved.
Okay. Are there still roles you want to play?
I'm too old to do it, but I wouldn't mind playing Lady M.
Yeah, yeah.
in the Scottish play. I really wouldn't.
Yeah. I would love to be able to do Shakespeare again. Mm-hmm. I directed an all-female version of Richard II, mm-hmm. and I think going outside traditional casting parameters could make a lot of roles easily available to us that aren't like your first thought as a casting director. At this point, actually, the things that I enjoy most are the most experimental, things that are movement-based or collectively created, or like this show, which is extraordinarily unique.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. That sounds great. I'm interesting to hear what you look forward to, mm-hmm. you know, that you haven't done mm-hmm. before. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, you also, earlier, you just came out and said your age, you know, that you were septuagenarians because of this play, but also do you find that have you always been out front about your age? Because that is an issue for women in theater and movies as well, mm-hmm. and television. It's like, at what point do you say your age?
I have never been interested in saying my age ever in terms of theater, because some mentor way, way, way back when I started, don't ever tell anyone how old you are, because then they will think you're too old or too young if you don't match the number that's in their head. But at this point, it's so obvious. You know, it's clear what you get when you hire me, I think, so I don't worry so much about it.
That must be freeing in some ways, because I feel like I want to be somebody who can say her age. But then mm-hmm. again, I've had discrimination mm-hmm. based on age, where people thought different. I could just see the look in their eyes, mm-hmm. you know, when you said say your age, and it's like, oh, you get that, okay.
Oh,
and then
all
of a sudden everything kind of changes, you know. Mm-hmm. Jane, you're nodding. I was just wondering how you relate to that.
I do relate to that, but I just want to say, I'm thinking back, I have never been shy about saying my age to the world. I mean, just day to day. And it actually hasn't come up for me personally that if I've said my age, there's been a reaction in theater. There has been in commercial work and so on.
Right, right.
But
I've had that in media, work as well.
But frankly, right now, I'm so delighted that I've lived this long.
Well, and you're also really young looking and really cute.
Well, thank you very much.
And we're not dating.
No. And we're on radio.
Well, no, I wish that it wasn't. Well, we're, hi.
Oh, no.
We're also on Facebook.
Oh, I forgot.
But, but I also, I wish that wasn't an issue. And I think it still is. You know, it's okay to say your age when you're in your 20s, let's
mm-hmm.
say.
Yes.
And maybe 30s. But after a certain point.
All right. I hear what you're saying. Yes.
I wish that wasn't an issue for women.
Right.
And I think it's specifically for women.
It certainly is for women. Yeah. I think to some degree for men, too. But yes, for women, for sure, that there's an assumption if you're 70 or 75, they might project on you their grandmother or their great-grandmother, and they may not see that you're your own unique version of 70 or 75. Because I find a huge array of types of aging. You, Joanne, you do Pilates and you dance and you move so well. And I don't know, you're what, 150?
At least.
Yeah.
That's as far as I'll go.
You would never know, folks.
That's true. If you just change your Facebook age to 100, people are like, wow, you look great.
You look terrific. You
know? Fantastic.
Yeah. There you go. That's the plan. So what's your best advice, you know, especially considering how few roles there are for women past a certain point in age? What's your best advice to playwrights, to directors, to, I don't know, just people in theater in general about creating more opportunities? And we don't have a lot of time, so
okay.
Jane,
well,
go for
I would
it.
Just encourage more writing of wonderful female characters, all ages, but certainly older characters, because honestly, I think as we get older, we women actors, I'm going to talk about because I'm a woman, I think our work gets better. I mm-hmm. think our defenses and our rigidities and our nerves, so many things that can hold us back from giving an authentic, strong, brave performance, the things that get in the way seem to fall away as we age. It's not as important to defend, deflect. It's more important to open, connect, relate. Mm-hmm. For sure, I feel braver now than I did even 10 years ago.
You also have so much more of a wellspring, don't you, to draw from?
I think so. Yeah. I think so, absolutely. So more roles, and I just applaud theaters that are picking projects that have a lot more female roles, especially older women roles.
And I want to say also, you know, women of color too.
Oh,
older
definitely.
Women of color too, mm-hmm. you know, to keep it open.
They're very
so
underserved.
That it can be any,
yes.
you know, any race, any ethnicity,
yes.
you know, and any age, yeah. frankly. Joanne?
Many new female playwrights are writing wonderful, wonderful plays, but they tend to be younger. So their focus is more around the years of child raising, you know, the first divorce.
So we need older playwrights to be produced, and maybe that's an issue, too, that they may not be getting as produced.
It could be, or maybe as these young playwrights age, that will change.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Yeah, we want that to happen now, though, don't
we? They better hurry.
So, yeah. Time's a-wasting.
Escaped Alone by Carol Churchill and directed by Samantha Vandermeerva runs through June 1st, Thursdays through Sundays at 7:30 p.m. All shows are at Shaking the Tree Theater, located at 823 Southeast Grant Street in Portland. More info, call 503-235-0635 or visit shaking-the-tree.com. And Shaking the Tree is committed to making the show accessible to anyone who wants to attend regardless of cost, so contact them at their website if you want to talk to them about that. I think it's great. That's it for Stage and Studio. I want to thank my guests, Joanne Johnson and Jane Bemmett Geisman. Thank you so much. It's been a delightful talk.
And thank you.
We can actually go on and on and on, and I'm looking forward to seeing your show. I'll have this show online at stageandstudio.org or kboo.fm/stageandstudio, as well as on iTunes. Check out facebook.com/stageandstudio. And tweet me at Stage, the letter N, Studio. Till next time, I'm Dee Mae Roberts. We're going out with music by Portland musician Cynthia Stillman Gerdes, who also is an elder musician. We'll find her at CynthiaStillmanGerdes.com.